This is Radio Woking, available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
13 minutes away from 11 o'clock. So we mentioned a royal visit to Leatherhead by the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward, earlier on this week. Really amazing to sort of meet, the Duke of Edinburgh, and it felt really relaxed. And one person that was very much involved in the whole of the royal visit the other day in Leatherhead is photographer Andy Newbold, who joins us on the line now. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you doing? We've got quite a momentous week for Surrey, really, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, don't do them as good as that very often. That was quite a day, actually. Mm. Not just for Surrey Hills Radio, yeah, but for the other guys as well, the freewheelers and the group that was there.
Yes. So talk us through what happened then on Wednesday in Leatherhead.
Okay, so the Duke arrived at Leatherhead Parish Church at the lighthouse there during the morning, and I was there to cover both events. And he went along and talked to different groups that were there. There was the Orpheus Centre, there was representatives from there, DAISY, that's Disability Arts in Surrey, Blooming Arts, and of course the freewheelers. And there was loads of little activities going on, and he painted a bird for a puppet type thing that was happening a bit later. And then he went over to the church hall and he did some music there on iPads, and then he took part in a commemoration with all of these puppet birds, which was absolutely fantastic. And you can see it on their website, there's some pictures there. So that was the morning, and then in the afternoon he came to Surrey Hills Radio and met the presenters, chatted to literally everybody in the building, and then presented his show, which has just aired on the radio about half an hour ago.
Yes. Yes, this is just a momentum. I mean, I was there because obviously I'm part of Surrey Hills Radio as well as Radio Woking, so I was able to be there and be part of that. And that was just what I thought was that he took time to talk to everybody, and it was really relaxed. I mean, lots of people were saying, you know, what do we call him, what do we wear, all sorts of questions leading up to it. But on the day, he just sat down and we chatted, and you didn't feel like you were kind of talking to someone as quite high stature. It was just like really relaxed and really informal, you know, not informal, but it felt relaxed, you know what I mean?
You know what, I think I got the impression he really enjoyed it as well. Obviously, he's very much into the arts and things like that. And he is very relaxed. I've worked with His Royal Highness many times doing royal visits and things like that. And he's very, very good with people, and he does enjoy himself. So it was lovely to see him so relaxed, and it was lovely to see the looks on people's faces. I've been involved in the radio, not so much nowadays because my job doesn't allow it really, but in the early days especially. Mm. And, you know, just to see what it's become in the last 10 years, and to look at the smiles and the you know, wonderment in people's eyes there on Wednesday there, it was just amazing. And he was great with them, he really was.
Amazing experience, and I think something that's going to live on in the minds of everyone that was there. You know, it's going to be one of those moments you'll look back on in years to come with a great sense of pride, and, you know, feeling really lucky and proud to be part of that. So for you though, how did you get into, you know, photography, and from there photographing the royal family and high profile people like that?
Well, to be able to answer that properly, I probably need about an hour and a half. It's quite a long journey. Long and short of it was that I struggled at school. It turned out I was autistic, on the Asperger spectrum. And didn't know that till I was 45, actually. But I really did struggle. I wasn't particularly thick, I think the word is, or the expression would be, but I did struggle with anything technical. Went to art college, excelled at that, then started a job as a newspaper. I couldn't go to university. I did get offered a place, but my father earned too much for me to get a grant, so I couldn't go. And I gradually went into it that way, but I really struggled with the technical side. So I became a baby photographer with cameras that were all screwed down, and worked in shopping centres and things for years and years. And then eventually learned how to use them properly, and got in with various different organisations, and eventually moved to Surrey after living in Glasgow for 10 years and working with studios and things, and worked with quite a big studio before setting up on my own. And then I got involved in Leatherhead quite heavily. I became involved in the Chamber of Commerce, and I did a book on the town, and it just grew from there, really, and Surrey Life, of course, as well. Surrey Life was a big part of my life. Unfortunately, that's no longer with us, but and that led to, you know, the Royal stuff, and it just gradually grew from there. And I've got Caroline Breckel at Surrey Lieutenancy to thank for most of it, because she's the person that hires me in and believes in what I do. And yeah, it's been amazing. But I was also the official photographer for the Royal Variety for 12 years, and I'm actually going to be going back this year as well.
Yeah.
So, there's been quite a lot of royal stuff. I think I've tally was 96 royal occasions.
Wow. I mean, do you ever get, I mean, what's it like for you? You know, you are the single photographer at many of these events, and actually I think the fact that happens means you haven't got paparazzi everywhere, so you take the pictures and then they get approved by the palace and then they get sent out everywhere. Is that kind of how that happens?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the thing is, everything I do goes via the palace, so it's always approved. Mm. Which, yeah. When there's no press photographers around, that makes it a little bit more relaxing for the royals themselves. I work a lot with the Duchess as well, who's absolutely lovely and my favourite royal, along with His Royal Highness, of course. You know, it's often the media have to be there because they're big events, and that's what's needed to get into the national papers often. But it's nice when it's quite intimate as well.
Yeah, do you ever get nervous? I mean, you know, it's a lot of it's a big thing for you, and I imagine a lot of pressure to get it right. I mean, you know, obviously what you're doing because you've done it for a long time. But when you're photographing a royal event, you know, do you ever get kind of nervous?
Of course, yeah, I mean, a little bit. I'm weirdly, autism is my saviour on that one, because I'm very much in the moment and focused on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I've always had this ability to do that, and I see being autistic as a gift for that. You know, you see people in a different way, everything else gets pushed aside, which can be a problem, because I'm also diabetic, so I have to make sure my blood sugars are under control and things like that. And I currently live up in Cheshire, and actually moving back down to the south later in the month. But so the last year, it's been a lot of commuting and things like that as well. So there's a lot involved in my job, but I'm so focused, and I do everything in a storyboard sort of way. So you kind of just go along with it. And I have to be prepared and know what's going on. So recces and things like that are quite important as well.
Yeah,
but it's good. I'm very, very lucky to do the job I do, and I really enjoy doing the stuff, especially.
I can imagine. I mean, some real special moments. Is there anything from your career? Is there anything that comes to mind as like a career highlight, or, you know, something that sticks in your mind?
Well, I've had a few of those. Yachting in the Caribbean, that was a good one. Done a few sort of European jobs on cruises for 10 days at a time and things like that. The highlights, I think, the 2012 Royal Variety, which was the 100th one, which was Her Majesty the Queen. Mm-hmm. The Jubilee back in 2002, where I actually met the Queen on that occasion. That was really quite something. Last year, I did a job for the Royal School of Needlework, which was very hush-hush at the time. I couldn't tell anybody about it. And that was the King and Queen, which was really exclusive. They were coming along to have a look at the things that were being made for the coronation. So that was quite special. There's been quite a few. I did a tea with Judi Dench once. Very light.
Love this.
David Attenborough. And, of course, the Drama Festival with Michael Caine.
There you go. Friend to the stars. Brilliant. And I have got in the studio, I've got Beth. You know Beth Duffel, don't you?
Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Andy. Good to hear you.
Yes. There you go. And Beth's son, Elliot, who's listening of interest, because you're into photography as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Is there anything you'd like to ask Andy?
I think I'm going to have to watch my job here.
Yeah.
I've got competition.
Well, in terms of like seeing like the royal family members and stuff, how to like feel to meet like people like that are known like almost across the country? So how does it feel to meet them?
It's always a bit surreal sometimes, but you know, I work with people that are, you know, I've worked with some very, very famous people, and I also worked with homeless people and people from all different walks of life. And to me, everybody's an individual and everybody is the same in a way. It's just the way my brain works, I think. So I don't get starstruck as such, but I do feel very lucky to meet certain people, you know, and every now and again I'll meet somebody really big and really famous, like Michael McIntyre. I don't know why I said Michael McIntyre. Neil Diamond and Elton John and people like that. And it's lovely. It's a real moment. But I'm always in work mode. So, you know, I'm trying to be relaxed with them as well and put them at ease, you know. So, yeah, it's a great moment. But at the end of the day, everybody's special. So I'm very lucky. I meet all sorts of amazing people.
Mm. And Mother's Day today, of course. So what are you doing anything special to mark that today?
Yes, I'm driving down to Stoke-on-Trent today, of all places, and see my mum, spend the afternoon with her, and play the radio recording from this morning.
Oh, there you go.
She wouldn't have been able to listen to it. She didn't have the internet. So, yeah, that's my day there. So, and what's Beth doing nowadays? Come on, Beth.
There you go. What's Beth up to? We've got about a minute, by the way.
I work for a charity now called Twins Trust. We support families who have twins, triplets or more. So still very much writing and out there to promote the work of Twins Trust and the amazing work that we're doing across the country.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. You need to send me some more information.
Yeah, no, we'll catch up soon.
Do a bit of networking. So, Andy, really, really lovely to talk to you and to hear about, you know, what you do and the big day for Leatherhead this week. How do we find out more about you if you've got a website we can go to find out, you know, more about you and what you do?
I've got... the best thing to do is Instagram and things like that, which is just Andy Newbold Photography. Or Newbold Photography now. I'm changing it. I'm rebranding.
Rebranding.
I'm working more on PR and stuff.
Okay.
But can I just say, the guy, you know, just a big, big shout out to especially Dave and Kaylee at Surrey Hills Radio, who did absolutely amazing things to get everything happening and working as well as it did last week. And all of the presenters there that were brilliant.
Absolutely.
And to you guys that were Radio Woking, I know we've got a big association.
Yes, absolutely. We're part of the community radio family, so, you know, we're really pleased to highlight amazing things like this, and what an experience, what a week. Andy, take care and enjoy spending time with your mum later, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, cheers,
Anne. Take care.
Bye.
There we go. Thank you, Andy. That's Andy Newbold there.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey,
it's actually saying bye as well. It's just going 11 o'clock now.